Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So happy new month to you. John Williams, good morning. And here we go now. We're on an October road. It's one of my favorite songs about the month. Speed jokes come your way in about 30 minutes, and we've got lots to talk about on the show today.
Well, I'm all going back down maybe one more time, deep down home, October road. Now I'd like to see that little friend of mine that left behind once upon a time. Oh, promised land.
Hopefully recovered by now from the debate the other day, although I know some of you are still shaking your head saying, wait, did that really happen? But I think I have a way to improve the next debate. Front page of the Wall Street Journal has the version of the story that we've been talking about here this morning, in fact. In the news, the people that are in charge of the presidential debates say they're considering a variety of ways to change the way the debates would go forward. Including, I know I got to take a break, don't I, Elif? We'll get to all of this in just a minute, but including the possibility that they would mute the mics, maybe give people longer periods of time to make their points, maybe shorter, but muting the mics is an option. I think this is what they should do. When they are in the midst of chaos like this, go ahead and hit the typical chaos moment.
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
You agreed with
Here's
Bernie
the
Sanders.
So the
whole idea.
There is no man.
Okay, so it was 90 minutes of that. Actually, more than 90 minutes of that. But what if when they have a
I want to make
Mr.
sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
You agreed with
Here's
Bernie
the deal.
Sanders.
The moderator has a button.
Let him disavow it.
There is no.
And when he hits the button, Rick Astley starts to play. They Rickroll the debate, and then everybody dances. And it does. Just work off some of that nervous energy, break the tension, kind of do a reset.
We're no strangers to love.
Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. How could you not feel better about it?
I already feel better.
He's got this big red button, say, don't make me Rickroll you. Bam! And then they just dance it off. The Kane County Flea Market is back. Return to normal of sorts, huh? Kane County, I've always enjoyed that and appreciate the fact that they're advertising that fact here. And now go out and support them if you need to do some social distancing, get some fresh air. September was so good. If October is half as nice as September was, I will take that. And what do you know? Both Chicago baseball teams are playing in October. Hopefully more than one more game today. You set the clocks back in 31 nights, Halloween nights, the night you set it back, and you vote in 34 days. I saw that the Dr. Nzeke said that we should all think differently about how we're going to trick-or-treat this year, and maybe virtual trick-or-treating would be a good idea. That's a good idea. It's a good idea if you don't want people to, you know, social and mix too much, but that's not Halloween. Trick-or-treating is going door-to-door, wearing a mask, saying trick-or-treat, and you give me some candy. I still like the idea that you just put up a little funny thing at the front of your lawn, and then you toss the little bag of Skittles. You toss the little Snicker bar to the kids, and they catch it in their sack. And then you wave, and they wave. And they're not in your face, you're not in your face.
And it becomes kind of a game.
That's the way I've always done it. It's one of my favorite things. I've always told the kids, catch the candy bar in your bag, and if you catch it, you get a bonus one, something like that. The idea that you'll put a bowl out there and then they'll all take one, well, that's not even fun. And the first kid's going to take it all.
Right. You could have them try to catch it in their teeth, not this year.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Yeah, you can't unwrap it and throw them fresh food like that, Dave. It's a bad idea.
Did you see the Cincinnati guy that created a chute for candy that comes out of his house?
Yeah, describe that. I think it's brilliant.
So the picture that I saw of it, it looks like a giant tube of wrapping paper without the wrapping paper on it that he's painted orange and black.
Yeah.
And it goes up the railing of the steps of his house, and so he can stand at the top of the steps and put the candy in, and it slides down through the tube into the trick-or-treat bag.
If you had a little slide in the backyard, walk it around to the front. That, it's just kind of fun. Whee, here comes the candy. Woohoo! Something like that. And then after every time, completely disinfect the sliding board and wipe it down. Halloween is like the worst possible day to have during a pandemic, right? I mean, what you don't want is people all getting together. I know, let's have everybody in America go up to strangers and say, hi, trick or treat. This is the worst possible thing to happen. And yet, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. People are going to go trick or treating. So come up with some alternative ideas. Get one of those little mini trampolines and bounce it to the kids. I don't know. Maybe you've got ideas.
You could put the Halloween candy on the Roomba and have the Roomba go through the front door out to the trick-or-treaters.
Put a little pouch on your dog and have him kind of run it out to the kids and back.
The old barrel under the neck.
Yeah,
that's what
like
I'm thinking
a Saint Bernard.
But that has bourbon in there usually, doesn't it? Or some sort of alcoholic beverage. Which, by the way, what are we going to do for those of us that like to go getting shots door-to-door? I don't think that's supposed to happen. Although at least it's alcohol. Hey, guys, why did the art thief's van run out of gas? You'll need to answer that question for us in about 15 minutes when we do speed jokes. Why did the art thief's van run out of gas? Work on that, please.
I got it.
And it just slam dunks these things every single time. I want to tell you a true story about a friend of mine who recently went to get gas at a gas station in the Chicago area. And while the car requires regular gas, this person put in diesel. What happens then? Have you ever done that? Put the wrong kind of gas in your car? Put diesel in a... I'm sure that that's happened before. I know I personally have put windshield wiper fluid in the radiator. Mm-hmm. And I've put motor oil in the cylinder for brake fluid or hydraulic fluid. So I get it. You go, well, which of these things is the one here? And you've just got some stuff. So I've made mistakes under the hood before. And I have had the diesel thing in my hand. Sometimes it's a different size and it makes it difficult to do. But when that happens, the car starts to go chunk, 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 chunk. And then what happens after that is my question. Maybe you can... tell me what your story was, or maybe you have some tips or advice. My number is 312-981-7200.
I think I've got the joke. I think I've got it.
Speed jokes will come your way in 10 minutes after WGN Radio
it's
News.
About time.
Hey, Dave, that's not nice. Come on.
Hey, in this very tense time, I think it's time we all came together.
Love you, Steve.
Okay.
Sponsored by thehearinghealthcenter.com. 312-981-7200. Seriously, if you just have any experience or thoughts about that, have you done something like that before? Put the wrong stuff in your car, made a mistake that way? 312-981-7200. I'd like to hear about it. Speed jokes from these two geniuses will come your way in just a couple of minutes. So good morning to you. John Williams here. Hey, John Williams, I thought about looking into one of those extension arms that people use to grab cans off of high shelves and using that to give the candy to the kids on Halloween. What, John Williams? You are crazy. Probably the best holiday for a pandemic is Halloween. Everyone has a mask. You can incorporate it into your office. Most kids don't yell trick-or-treat anymore anyway. They're outside. Come on. Other texts include this. How is it that we can grab food from drive-thrus, but kids can't grab candy from us? It's the same concept. John, if it's like last year, the Halloween candy you're throwing to the kids is going to land in the snow. Did it snow last Halloween?
It did.
Well, it did, yeah.
Isn't that amazing what a difference a year or a month will make? I mean, it's been so nice. John, I think the kids should be out at the end of the driveway in their costumes, and the adults drive around in their cars and put the candy in the bags. Kind of a reverse drive-through sort of thing. Doesn't sound like much fun to me. Hey, John Williams, I'm so excited to see that there's a special edition of the Mincing Rascals talking about the fare tax. If you go to WGNradio.com, Eric Zorn from the Tribune and a man named Austin Berg from the Illinois Policy Institute debate the wisdom of the Fair Tax Amendment that you'll see on your ballot. And it's really interesting. Lynn, you're on WGN. What can we do for you before we get to speed jokes? They're right around the corner. Hi, Lynn. What's on your mind?
Good morning, John. Well, you were talking about putting the wrong fuel in your vehicle.
Yeah.
My daughter and I were on a road trip. We stopped to get gas at a gas station. We went on our merry way. We came back the same way, and we needed gas, so we went to the same gas station. Only this time, when we tried to put the fuel in the tank, we couldn't understand why we couldn't get the nozzle in our tank.
Yeah.
And both of us looked at each other until this nice gentleman came up and said, "Ladies, you're trying to put diesel in your car." We went, "Oh, okay, wrong nozzle."
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, that happens sometimes. David, you're on WGN. What's your story, sir?
Yeah, me and Mom were out in Ireland one time for a trip, and we pulled off in this little town, and they had just, you know, tiny little corner kind of gas station, grocery store kind of thing. And so over there, they don't call it gas. They don't call it gasoline. They have diesel and petrol. Well, this one had three pumps, and one of them said gas on it. Well, this being a small town out in the middle of nowhere, that gas was gas for farm equipment. And because it was so old, it didn't have a bigger nozzle like most, you know, newer pumps would have, so that you don't put it in the car. So it fit in the car because it still had the regular small nozzle. So fortunately, I figured it out before I tried turning on the car.
Oh.
But, you know, got a nice country view of Ireland getting towed to a shop where they could drain all the fuel out and everything.
And there go you Americans. You Americans. Don't you understand anything? Wow. And I'm glad you were able to dodge that bullet almost anyway. David, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Have a good day. Rob, what did you do? For goodness sakes, Rob, what happened?
Well, I had a house sit for a friend of mine, and he had a diesel car, and I'm used to driving a gas car. So I went to the gas station, and I started to put gas in. Well, I was going to be nice and check the oil, too. And as I noticed that I was putting gas in a diesel, I had already popped the hood in the car. So I go back and I start putting diesel in, and I forget I got the hood popped. And I drive down the road, and the hood flies up and smashes the window, and I'm in all kinds of trouble.
So you put the wrong fuel in, and you broke the hood off. Well,
yeah, I don't even know if that's the topper of the story, because I was house-sitting his dog that I wasn't supposed to let upstairs, and he got upstairs and chewed the carpet up. So I don't think I'll ever house-sit again.
Or drive anybody's car. Rob, you're definitely winning. If you're definitely winning today.
Yeah, and it's not the first time. This has happened at my work, too, where I've been driving, like, diesel trucks all the time, and then they give me a gas truck, and then I put diesel fuel in, or I drive a gas truck, and then I put... So, yeah, I'm not really good at this stuff.
You are my kind of guy, because I am just... In fact, you know what? LF just said, give him the T-shirt. We have some new retro WGN Radio blue T-shirts with white lettering that feature a globe-like... The old nice. WGN logo, and it says WGN. It's kind of cool and distressed. I'm going to send one of those to you, sir. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Now, don't put it on backwards, okay?
I probably will.
Hold on. Talk to producer Elif. Yeah, they're really swell. You'll see those about now and again. Okay, time for Speed Jokes. Hit the Speed Joke music. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Speaking of mechanics, my mechanic said that he couldn't fix my brakes, so he made the horn louder. You know, Lance is a pretty uncommon name these days, but in medieval times, people were named Lancelot.
Mm-hmm.
A guy goes to a seafood restaurant and was told they had lobster tails for $1. "They must be small," he says. "Nope," says the waitress, "they're normal size." "Well, they must be old then. They are fresh today," she says. He says, "Okay, I'll have one." So she sits down next to him and says, "Okay, once upon a time, there was a big red lobster." The psychic hotline cost $5. The lady who answered the phone said, "Can I get your name?" What a ripoff. I wrote that one myself.
That
I made
great.
That joke up
that
all by my lonesome.
Good.
My wife left me. She says I'm too insecure. No, wait, she's back. She just went to get coffee. My boss was so bad, I finally quit my job at the helium factory. I refused to be spoken to in that tone. Hey, guys, why did the art thief's van run out of gas?
Okay, Steve.
Can I go first?
Yes, you go ahead.
Because he had no Monet to buy gas to make the van go.
Kind of pretty good.
I didn't have the Monet part.
You knew about the Van Gogh.
I had the Van Gogh.
Because he had no Monet to buy Degas.
Oh.
To make the Van Gogh. Did I miss any here?
No, you got three of them in there. Wow.
And by the way, the Voyager space probe hurtling away from our solar system at 35,000 miles an hour has now been officially declared the only winner in Tuesday night's presidential debate.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Didn't have to worry about that. They're on their way to Saturn or Neptune. Sing the words if you know. Starring William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy as the Beaver. Matt's a mechanic. He'll say, okay, here's what happens when you put the wrong fluid in your gas tank in just a minute. Also, Sam Panianovich, our friend who follows sports betting and sports betting, will talk to us about some of the odds on things these days. Incidentally, you know that horse that the Dreadhead Cowboy was riding? We were all afraid it was going to have to be put down. It has since been sent to a farm, and I understand it's recuperating pretty nicely. We'll kind of get an update from the owner of the Forest View Farms on the status of Nunu. And finally, before we get done this morning, if you want to watch to make sure that the election is happening properly at your polling place, what are the rules? How do you do that? That's all coming up. This is WGN.